At Sitka's A&B Founders Hall, tables line the walls and fill the center of the room. And there are more out in the parking area, too. They're selling fish and vegetables, baked goods, and crafts.
Today we have over 20 vendors here. We have a few outside selling food. My name is Sabrina Simmerall, and I am the Farmers Market co-manager.
Near where Simmerall is standing is a table with a credit card machine and a stack of wooden tokens. It's where you go at the market if you're using a food assistance program, like an electronic benefits transfer card, which is usually called EBT. Thanks to a grant from the state, the Sitka Farmers Market can make EBT purchases go twice as far.
And for the first $20 that are spent, we can match. So if you come and buy $20 worth of EBT coins, we can then also match that and give you $40 of EBT coins that you can use to buy any EBT allowable item. We have a vendor who does biscotti, we have some jams, we have bread, baked goods, produce, definitely produce. That's really what we're encouraging.
And it's not that much, but for some people that extra $20 can be the difference between going to the grocery store and buying from local producers.
We got bagged lettuce and rhubarb and kohlrabi and beets.
They ring up the groceries and the total is like $68. I mean, that's, I recognize that as money that I am saving that I put towards my schooling.
That's Stacy Joseph. She lives in Sitka and uses some of the assistance programs when she shops at the farmer's market. Joseph is a certified nurse assistant and is in school at UAS to go into health information management. She says with four kids and two adults, they go through a lot of food.
Yeah, making sure that we're healthy can be a struggle. Whether it's, getting the food or getting them to eat it.
So if you're on a food assistance program, why go to the farmer's market where things are usually more expensive?
My own number one choice to go to the farmer's market is to keep any, resources that I have here in the community.
According to the market organizers, all of the produce that's sold at the market has been grown in Sitka.
We see other southeast cities, going under, having to close their schools, having to close offices. I love it here, and I would hate to have to move.
So for customers like Joseph, the benefits go both ways. She gets to feed her kids healthy food, and the money to buy it goes back to the Sitka community. The market's matching program is helping keep that exchange going. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Eric Newman.